This is the fifth part of a special series exploring how the governmental regeneration program New Deal for Communities affected Berngrief and its residents. The fifth part in particular looks into the history of BCAF, the Berngrief Community Action Forum, and its relationship with New Deal for Communities. Steve Gale has worked for BCAF as a development manager for 2 years. I asked him to present the organization.
A locally based community forum that works to try and help people to mobilise and organise around issues that they think are important, and also to bring statutory and other service providers to account for the services they provide to residents in Berngrief.
This was Steve Gale, and here is Drew Dallin, local artist and social worker. I asked him whether the community already had a structure of decision making in place prior to the arrival of New Deal for Communities.
At the point that New Deal became involved, which was 2 years, I think, after we had constituted as a forum with 200 people, with the facilitator who had it as her profession and practiced throughout the UK and had done for 20 years, said to us that we were the strongest community forum that she had ever set up.
What is a facilitator?
She was somebody who was professional in assisting that the legalities and so on were met to constitute what was considered to be a legal entity of a representative body of a community, as in a forum. I was amazed at her compliment and realised how much we had achieved, because she was saying, for such a short period of time, for you to have achieved so much, for me, is history.
So you're talking about which date? Which year?
This would have been about 1997, I think, about 2 years after I arrived here in Berngrief. The sad part of the development of the forum after that was that New Deal became the focus of internal debate. We were already establishing our mandate amongst the local community. That's why we were so strong, because we were going out deliberately to discover who the other communities were. In other words, we welcomed actively and participated in the communities of the Yemenis and the Somalis that had arrived quite newly, and were striving to persuade them to understand what it was that the forum was and how it would benefit them as well as everybody else, and were very successful. That vision was different to what New Deal was. New Deal had the money. What Forum had was the support, largely, of the local community. And to specifically answer what this is all about, we as a forum realised that in order to truly represent and to demonstrate that mandate, we needed an election, and had sought for funding in order to ensure that an election took place. New Deal then came along, took that idea, and voted their own assembly.
This was Drew Dallin, and here is Chris Seasons, community representative on the Berngrief New Deal for Communities Partnership Board. I asked him whether he represented a specific part of the community.
I went on in particular to help the relationship between New Deal and BCAF. BCAF was conceived in the late 1990s as a community forum to bring together all the different communities in Berngrief. And it's been reasonably successful. I mean, you can look at it and there are always gaps, but we've done very well over 10 or 11 years now. We meet 4 times a year on a Saturday morning, and we get about 60 people more or less out each quarter, and a very wide range of people from across the many groups in the area. So, there are plenty of weaknesses, but I think that's quite a good record, even when you take those into consideration. And I think it's essential for a community like Berngrief, which is a very cosmopolitan community, very many ethnic groups, but also very different classes all mixed together. that we have a forum like that, and that it's something that's worth representing. I think I see myself more as trying to hold on to the original vision rather than actually representing the people. And I try and focus on how we can improve the representative nature of the work of the forum and the work of New Deal, rather than getting too involved in particular issues. And the forum is a place where the issues can be debated, and I want to see the debates happen.
One of the criticisms against how the New Deal has been managed was that it actually duplicated the meetings and the assemblies and everything, and that actually people got bored of having to participate in double meetings and in new consultations and even more new consultations and things like that. Do you think that this is one of the reasons that the number of people involved has dwindled?
Well, I went to a few of the New Deal meetings that are said to duplicate a BCAF, and hardly anybody was there. So I have to say that in my experience, probably not, because if people weren't going to both, then they couldn't have been bored by by the extra meetings. I think the reason that was happening was because the relationship between the two organisations, 2, 3, 4 years, about 4 years ago, I suppose, it's a very rocky patch. And there were lots of reasons for that. I think one of them was BCAF, when it first started, did very well. Was quite successful in drawing down small amounts of money. I think it needed another year to really get established. A New Deal came perhaps a year too early for us, and we were sort of overwhelmed by the impact. £52 million coming into an area at the point when it was announced, had an amazing galvanising effect on the community, and everybody piled in, and none of us knew what to do, partly because of the numbers, the sheer numbers of people and the interest, but partly because we were, in terms of the motivations for people being involved, we were in a completely new arena. It took a while to work out really what was going on. I mean, it might seem obvious when you sat in a recording studio, obviously to do with the money, but when you're actually there in the thick of it, the dynamic of that and how it really affects the way people relate to one another is not immediately obvious. And I think we're still being, there've been a lot of tensions in the community around that from all sorts of different angles. I mean, some people see it as a government initiative that's trying to impose government policy on the community. Some people see it as an opportunity for their particular interest or issue to be followed up. Some people see it as a battleground. Some people see it as something where they can effect reconciliation around the community or draw in groups that haven't been drawn in before. And in a way, the difficulties we've had are the signs of a lively community. Yeah, I mean, the community where people actually all agree with one another is probably a dead community, because they won't come out of their houses if they all agree. There's nothing to debate. It's only when there's something at issue that people begin to get out. So all of that was, in those early days, was quite a confusing time. And for some reason, before I came back, because I was asked to come back when the relationships got bad, and I never did track down all the details of what went wrong. That was in the period when I was around less. The relationships did get very bad at one point. And when I looked at it and talked to people and found out what was going on, I would say there was fault on both sides. But remember that it wasn't BCAF against the government agency. New Deal was made up of local people, some of them involved in BCAF. You know, it was a complicated...
More complex.
Sorry?
It was a more complex...
It's more complicated. Yes, it is. And you know, people give the time to either or both organisations, and then things go wrong and it gets painful, and they say, well, why am I doing this in the end? You know, and that's really the tragedy. You know, when people start questioning why they're involved at all.
What was the main problem that made the relations between BICAF and New Deal for Communities a difficult relation?
I mean, primarily it was personalities. And obviously, I'm not going to go into that in any depth because I don't think that's fair on people. That was overwhelmingly the difficulty. I think if there was an issue behind it, it was probably what it always is in any community, issues around the decision-making and how decisions are made in Burn Grieve. And the problem is when you set up a board, there are elements of confidentiality. And, of course, then the board makes a decision and people outside the board can't understand why it made the decision. The board can't divulge all the reasons it made the decision. The board had all the information and others don't. And for one reason or another, there's elements of confidentiality. I think that was the sort of thing that was going on. And I think inevitably there's an element of an in-principle objection to this sort of government agency. I think there's a lot to do to even now to learn from that period and to help the community rebuild. We appointed some new staff to BCAF about 2 years ago, and that work of rebuilding started. Unfortunately, BCAF was one of, I think, two organisations that weren't able to find alternative funding when we had to discontinue the funding for the groups. And so we've had a bit of a setback there, but people are still around and still committed. And we have had other setbacks in the past, so I'm reasonably confident that we'll get over it. But we really do need to do a lot more work together to understand what happened and how we can learn from that and build upon where we are now.
This was Chris Sissons speaking to Irini Apostolidou. You have listened to the fifth part of a special series exploring how the governmental regeneration program New Deal for Communities affected Burn Grieve and its residents. The next part looks into how the interviewees evaluate New Deal's performance. For any comments, please email us at communitieslive@sheffieldlive.org.